interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecta Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome to AT&T Field in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as we get set for the third game of a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, who enter today at 40-41 on the year in a South Division best 10-4 in the second half. They are playing the Chattanooga Lookouts, AA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds, at 23-60, 3-11 in the second half. Javik Blake alongside you as we welcome you inside our coverage from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Shuckers enter today as one of the hottest teams in the Southern League, winners of five in a row, and at one point in that first half, they sat at a 19-30 record. They are now at 40-41 on the season. The best start in the South Division in the second half at 10-4. First team of 10 wins in the Southern League as a whole. And they enter today off the back of a big-time win last night against Chattanooga. It was an 11-run night for the Shuckers, helped by eight hits. And on top of that, a season-high tying 10 walks as well that they drew. Also, an error by Chattanooga helped the cause, and two batters were hit by pitches. Shuckers led it early by a 6-2 score, but ran away with it in the eighth inning. A five-run eighth inning off just two hits, four walks, and a hit batter. Shuckers enter today, again, first place by two games in the Southern League South Division, and it's come off the backs of what has been a terrific performance from this Biloxi Shuckers bullpen last night, 3 2/3 scoreless. Sam Carlson, Russell Smith, Will Childers, multiple different opportunities out of the bullpen last night. All of them were scoreless on the night. We'll take a break when we come back. We're joined by Shuckers bullpen coach Paul Moeller to talk a bit about what has been a massive night for the Biloxi Shuckers and a massive season from the Shuckers bullpen. We talk a little bit more about roles out there in the bullpen and the ability for guys to get multiple innings in that panel. Comes your way next before first pitch scheduled for 6:15 Central Time on
Thirsty
the Biloxi
Thursday
Shuckers
presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for first pitch. Biloxi Shuckers, Chattanooga Lookouts, game three of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Shuckers bullpen coach Paul Moeller, whose staff has been having quite the fun week. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a while.
Has been a while. The bullpen's been playing well. Bullpen's been good this week as well. 3 1/3 scoreless. Last night, it seems like every time you turn your head around, it's another guy putting out another good outing from this bullpen. How exciting has it been to watch these guys grow throughout the past couple weeks and really put it all together here recently?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's huge just to be able to have guys, you know, come in and you don't really have to worry about it. You know that they're just going to handle their business. They're going to attack the zone. They're going to go get hitters out and throw up zeros.
How easy does that make your life and pitching coach Will Shearholz's life when you guys know that really anyone you can throw out there is going to throw well, going to give you some length and pitch well?
Oh, it's a blessing, man, to know. Just to know that, like, you don't have to worry about it, you know. Like, those guys are going to come in, and whether it's in a short spurt or if we need guys to cover length, like, whatever role we need them to fill, they've been able to do it at a high level this year.
Does that free you up a little bit more to work on the development side of things with guys, getting them up to that next level, as opposed to just focusing on the little things, just, hey, throwing strikes and not allowing runs?
Yeah, I mean, I think so a little bit. Everything's important, right? And so it's important to tackle the developmental things and know that these guys are still going to be able to go out and perform and not get too, you know, tied up, like, internal with their thoughts or thinking about what they're doing with their mechanics, you know. That's a huge weight off of our shoulders to know that they're able to, like, kind of separate the two and still be able to go out and compete every night.
There's also a lot of guys down in the bullpen that can go 2, 3, 4 innings. There have been multiple times this year where you have had relievers go 4 shutout innings in relief this season. What's that like, having so many guys who can get you length out of the bullpen?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, like, it's something that we've stressed to these guys is that, you know, there's no particular roles out here. And being able to have guys that can fill multiple roles. And like I said earlier, you know, come in the beginning of the game, provide multiple innings length out of the bullpen, or come in late in the game in high pressure situations. Like, at the end of the day, our mindset is that we're just out getters. So whatever situation that they're thrown in the game, their job is to just go get outs.
How proud are you of how this bullpen has taken to that approach of just being an out getter?
Oh, they've been outstanding. You know, I think it's something that they've really taken to heart, and it's been our identity out here as a bullpen all year long.
You also have seen teams 2, 3, 4 different times. It's a little different when you're facing a team in the North Division. You only play them 12 times a season, but in the division, you're playing teams 24, 27, even 30 times. What's that like throughout the season when you face one team so many times and you're there seeing your bullpen 4, 5, 6 different ways?
It's good because we get to see these guys so much. We get a good idea of, like, what their tendencies are, and we're able to kind of game plan for that. But at the end of the day, too, we kind of emphasized our pitchers to attack with their strengths, not necessarily what the hitter's weakness is. And so while we do game plan for the hitter's weaknesses, at the end of the day, we're really trying to promote and emphasize our pitcher's strengths as much as possible.
We're sitting out here in the bullpen left, and that thwack was almost just getting destroyed by a ball. Speaking of the bullpen out here in Chattanooga, it is one of the few bullpens that is not in play here in the Southern League, but we got a little metal grate in front of us to watch the game. What's it been like out here for the guys not having to worry about getting hit by foul balls out here?
It's nice. You know, it's pretty hot out here, and so there's a little bit of shade relief out here in the bullpen, which is nice for a change, but at the same time, like you said, there's just a little small cutout in the fence where you can see the game. So sometimes it's hard for the guys to kind of see, like, exactly what's going on with the game. But they've done an awesome job preparing to come in and handle their business once they do enter the game.
You talk about that preparation. What does it look like for guys out here? Because we've talked to a number of different guys, and for some of them, it's, hey, you're just getting up, going in, throw some pitches, and get into the ballgame.
Yeah, everybody's a little bit different, and I think that's something that our guys have done a really good job of, is understanding what they need to do to prepare and what they need to do to get their bodies ready to go compete. And so for some guys, it's moving around all game and doing different exercises and throwing plyos, and for other guys, not so much. Other guys are able to just kind of get up and rip a few off the mound. So it's a testament to these guys and how hard they work and to understand their body and what they need to do to compete.
Coming up for the All-Star break as well, any fun plans?
I'll be going back home to Arizona, maybe take a little day trip to Sedona, hang out with the girlfriend a little bit.
There we go. Any poolside hanging out?
I don't know about poolside, but lots of time with the dog for sure.
There we go. What kind of dog do you have?
We got a Great Dane.
It's a big dog.
Yeah, it's a big dog.
Keeps you active.
Yes, absolutely.
So we know you'll be running around in the break.
100%.
We appreciate you taking the time. Thanks much for joining us.
All right, thanks, Javik.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Lookouts coming up next from AT&T Field in Chattanooga.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Yet another beautiful night for baseball. It's shaping up to be 89 degrees and partly cloudy as both teams are warming up, and we get set for first pitch in Game 3 of this six-game set between the Shuckers and the Lookouts as the two teams lead right into the All-Star break, which begins on Monday. Shuckers enter today 40-41 on the season. They have won five in a row and have started the second half just like the first half, a 10-4 mark. Shuckers also have improved to above 500 on the road for the first time this season. They are at 22-19 on the road this season thanks to wins in what has been a dominant stretch on the road. They have won entering today 14 of their last 17 away from Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Meanwhile, Chattanooga has gone in the opposite direction. 23-60 on the season. They have dropped 7 of 8, 12-29 at home, and are 3-11 in the second half. Six games behind Rocket City and Tennessee, who are tied for first place in the North Division. Time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup between the two teams as the umpires exchange lineup cards with, well, it's not the manager's today. Bradley Blaylock takes up the lineup card for Biloxi, while on the other side of things, it is Nick Northcutt who takes up the lineup card for Chattanooga. Shuckers will send the righty Shane Smith to the hill, who he has been nothing short of dominant on this season. He has allowed one earned run exactly in each of his last five starts. Enters today with a 4-2 record, a 3.05 earned run average. That's over 18 appearances and 9 starts today. His 10th start of the season. 56 innings, 18 walks, 72 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 211 against him. Smith looking to continue what has been just a fabulous move into the starting rotation. He had never been a starting rotation member before this year, but came into the rotation on May 7th, among the Southern League leaders, third in opponents' average, fifth in whip, sixth in strikeouts, and eighth in ERA, with a 2.77 mark in nine starts. Only made three starts before this season. All of them were just one inning when he was coming back from injury in 2022 with the ACL Brewers Gold. On the other side of things, it is Chase Petty who gets the start for Chattanooga. He was the headliner in the deal that sent Sonny Gray from Cincinnati to Minnesota back in March of 2022. Petty, the former first-round draft pick of the Twins back in 2021. Petty 6-2 with a 5.12 earned run average. Today makes his 17th start of the season, 70 and a third innings, 32 walks, 69 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 282 against him. Petty, again, first-round draft pick in the 2021 draft by the Minnesota Twins, traded over back in 2022. This is also his second start against Biloxi this season. First time out lasted just 2 2/3 innings. Sheckers got to him 73 pitches, and he did not even complete the third inning. Gave up 5 runs on 4 hits, hit a batter, walked 3, struck out 5, and that walk number has been the big sticking point for Petty in 2024. Yes, 32 in 70 and a third, but 16 walks in his last 28 innings that spans his last 6 starts. Time to take a look at the starting lineups from both sides. They are built by Renova Roofing. For the Sheckers, Dylan O'Reilly is in the leadoff spot. Carlos Rodriguez bats second and plays center. O'Reilly the DH today for Biloxi. Brock Wilkin bats third and plays third. Ernesto Martinez Jr. returns to the lineup after an off day yesterday, and he plays first. Eric Brown Jr., 11 for his last 24 in a 3-hit game last night, will bat fifth and play short. Nick Cale behind him. He'll slide in behind the plate as the Sheckers' starting catcher. Adam Hall bats in the 7th spot and plays left. Lamar Sparks bats 8th and plays right. And Casey Martin rounds out the order. He will play 2nd. For Chattanooga, the switch hitter Ivan Johnson lays it off and plays left. Francisco Urbaez bats 2nd and slots into the designated hitter spot tonight. Quincy McAfee bats 3rd and plays 2nd. Nick Northcutt bats in the 4th spot and plays 3rd. Matt Nelson behind the plate will bat in the 5 spot. Ruben Ibarra occupies the 6th spot in the order, and he will start at first. Justin Thompson behind him, and he will play right. Miguel Hernandez, the shortstop, bats 8th. And Bubba Thompson bats in the 9th spot. He will play center. Get set for the 3rd of 6 between the Sheckers and the Lookouts. Sheckers looking to get to 500 on the overall record for the first time in a while. First time it will be if they win today, since they were 16-16 back on May 11th. It's 2 months later. Sheckers looking to get back to that mark and start off this second half at 11-4 thanks to 6 consecutive victories. They'll send one of their best to the hill in Shane Smith, who has been dominant as a starter this season. He goes in Game 3 when we come back. This has been the Biloxi Sheckers pregame show on the Sheckers Radio Network. First pitch comes your way next from AT&T Field on the Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Sheckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shucker's birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiSheckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
As I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires to first in time. At third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires to first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Dip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Three of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the AA affiliate of the National League Central rival Cincinnati Reds in the Chattanooga Lookouts, set to get underway on a picture-perfect night for baseball in Central Tennessee. AT&T Field, the place, 89 degrees, the weather, partly cloudy, wind gently out to left at 4 miles an hour, and the Shuckers are looking to run the win streak to 6 consecutive games. Shuckers enter today 40-41 on the year, 10-4 in the second half. They take on a Lookouts team that is at 23-60 on the season, 3-11 in the second half. Shuckers today will go up against the former Twins first-round pick Chase Petty, who was acquired by the Reds organization back in March of 2022 in exchange for Sonny Gray. Petty 6-2 with a 5.12 earned run average. Today is his 17th start of the season, all of them coming with the AA Lookout. 70 1/3 innings, 32 walks, 69 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .282 against him. For the Shuckers, Dylan O'Rey leads off a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. Carlos Rodriguez bats in the two spot. Brock Wilkin bats third. Ernesto Martinez Jr. back in the lineup after an off day yesterday. Got the off day after he was lifted in the ninth inning on Tuesday after he was hit by a pitch in the knee. Good to see Ernesto's all good, and he's back in the lineup tonight playing first. Eric Brown Jr. bats fifth. Nick Cale's in the sixth spot. Adam Hall bats seventh. Lamar Sparks bats eighth, and in the ninth spot is Casey Martin. Chase Petty, 6'1", 194 pounds, the 21-year-old New Jersey native, faces off against the 20-year-old native of Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, in the lefty, Dylan Ray. O'Ray, part of a Shuckers offensive attack last night that pounded out 11 runs, one off their season high, walked 10 times, tallied 8 hits, and they have stormed out to a 10-4 record here in the second half. Petty's ready to go, and he fires. Misses off the outside corner for ball one. A sinker at 96, and we're off and running. First pitch tonight, 7:20 p.m. Eastern time. 5 minutes delayed from the scheduled start time of 7:15. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. O'Reilly this year batting 183 with double-A Biloxi. 7 runs driven in and a 295 OBP. The 2-0 pitch. O'Reilly takes up and away, and the count runs to 3-0. Big phrase today for the Shuckers lineup, patience against Petty. He walks a lot. Shuckers drew a lot of walks yesterday. 3-0 pitch. Misses inside, and what do you know? Shuckers last night drew 10 walks, and one batter into today. They draw another walk in this series. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Those 10 walks yesterday tied their season high. Got walked 10 times in their home series against the Tennessee Smokies in mid-June. Man on, nobody out. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Petty out of the stretch. Delivered. So Ray's off to second. Pitch misses up. Nelson throws to second. The tag in time. And O'Reilly's retired. Petty has retired an out and recorded an out despite not yet throwing a strike today. O'Reilly's retired. Caught stealing for the third time this season in 10 attempts with Biloxi. And the count at 1-0 to Rodriguez. Petty fires. Rodriguez swings and misses. There's the first strike of the night. Fastball at 97. And the count at 1-1. Rodriguez hitting 295 this season, 378 OBP. The pitch is rolled the ball on the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. And check that, it was called the strike. 1-2 pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back, and the count stays at 1-2. It was right down the middle, and there was no signal from the home plate umpire. So Chattanooga's dugout was less animated than it would normally be if a pitch right down the middle was called ball two. 1-2 pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and the count's at 2-2. Home plate umpire today is Tim Barreras. First time the Shuckers have had him behind the plate for a game this season. Chad Westlake's at first, and Matt Bates is at third. 2-2 pitch. Misses up and in, and the count goes full with 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The righty Petty delivers. Rodriguez lifts it foul ball, third base side and out of play. Fastball 97 top of the zone. And the count stays full. Petty last time out walked 2 in 4 innings. Worked around a lot of traffic. Gave up 8 hits, walked 2, but only around 2 runs against the Smokies. Payoff pitch. Fouled off, third base side and out of play, and the count remains full. It's a scoreless game in the top of the first inning. We're just underway. Shuckers and lookouts in the third game of this 6-game set. Big thing for Petty has been pitch count. He's only thrown 12 innings in his last 3 starts. The pitch, Rodriguez pops it up, third base side, foul territory. Northcutt, the third baseman, over towards the tarp. And it's out of play. The count stays full. But despite throwing just 12 innings in his last 3 starts, the pitch counts has gone 82, 82, 90. And he's only gone past the 4th inning once. The 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez drives it to right center. Thompson, the center fielder, back on it. It drifts towards dead center, under it, and he makes the catch. Petty wins the lengthy battle, 10 pitches against Rodriguez. And now 2 away for the righty, Brock Wilken. 2 out, nobody on. We're just underway between the Shuckers and the lookouts. Righty Petty delivers. Wilken swings and hammers it. Wide deep. Over the scoreboard and left for the 2nd time this week, and it's 1-0 Biloxi. Goodness me, Brock Wilken. Petty threw a sinker at the knees at 96, and Wolkin jumps all over it. High five to Pena around third, and he comes on home. Off the bat at 105 miles an hour, 407 feet, and Wolkin has 11 homers on the season. The lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. is up. Petty throws a pitch, and Martinez Jr. is out of the box. Martinez Jr. walked out of the box and called time. It was not granted, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Brock Wolkin has officially come alive in a big-time way against Chattanooga this week. The 1-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Wolkin is now homered in two of his eight at-bats this week. The 2-1 pitch. Martinez fouls it back. Fastball at 94, and the count evens 2-2. The first home run of the week was back on Tuesday. His former college teammate, Rhett Lauder, hung a slider to him. This one, though, was a little bit different. The 2-2 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. This one was a fastball down and in, and he just went down and got it. Petty, out of the windup, delivers. Martinez fouls it, rolls it back to the mound. It deflects off Petty's glove. Northcutt gets it. Third, fires to first in time. And that retires Martinez for the final out. But Biloxi gets on the board thanks to a 407-foot moonshot from Brock Wolkin. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through a half inning of play, and it's 1-0 Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Way into the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers up 1-0 thanks to Brock Wilkins' 11th homer of the year. And the righty Shane Smith has been steeped to an early 1-0 lead, comes out for his 10th start of the season and his 19th appearance with Biloxi. Javon Blake alongside you on a gorgeous night for baseball in Central Tennessee. Smith this season 4-2 with a 3.05 earned run average, 56 innings, 18 walks, 72 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 211 against him. He faces off against the switch hitter Ivan Johnson first up in the inning. In from the left side, his first pitch is chopped to first. Two hops to Martinez. He grabs it. Underhand flip to Smith. He taps on the bag, and Johnson is retired for the first out. Shuckers starting defense tonight. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Casey Martin is at second. Eric Brown Jr. is at short. Wilkin is at third. Adam Hall's in left. Carlos Rodriguez in center. Lamar Sparks is in right. And Nick Cale is behind the plate doing the catching. Francisco Urbaez digs in from the right side. 1-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the first. The pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. A fastball at 92. Smith stands in 6'4", 235 pounds, 24-year-old native of Danvers, Massachusetts. The pitch. Chopped to third. Wolkin charges. It stays fair. Backhands it. Slings it to first. Oh, it's in time. What a play from Wolkin. hits a homer in the top of the inning and then flashes the leather in the bottom of the inning and retires Urbaez for the second out. Have yourself a start to the day, Mr. Rock Wilkin. Now brings up the righty Quincy McAfee. Two out, nobody on. 1-0 checkers in the last of the first. Smith delivers. McAfee lifts it foul, first base side and out of play. The count goes to no balls and one strike. McAfee this year hitting 202. Five homers, 12 driven in, and a 272 OBP. Smith delivers. It's a called strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to 0-2. The pitch. Rolled the third. Woken to his left. Gobbles it up. Takes two steps. Fires to first. And it's a first inning authored by Brock Woken. Retires McAfee then the frame. And it's a scoreless first from Shane Smith. We go to the second, 1-0 Checkers. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
We head to the top of the second inning. Right-handed throwing Chase Petty is back to work, and he faces the right-handed hitting Eric Brown Jr. 1-0 Checkers. Petty fires. Brown takes a slider up, and the count goes to 1-0. Brown enters today hitting 198 on the season. About 6 weeks ago, that number was hovering around 150. The 1-0 pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner at 80 miles an hour, and the count evens 1-1. Brown hits in six consecutive games, 198 average on the year. The 1-1 pitch misses low, fastball at 90 miles an hour. The count goes to 2-1. Petty out of the windup, first base side, comes home. Brown takes a slider off. Oh, it's a called strike, a late called strike from the home plate umpire. Sweeper at 83. And the count evens 2-2. Brown calls time, steps out, shaking his head. Checkers lead it 1-0. As the righty Brown steps back into the box. Rocking the back bat, black batting gloves with the black bat as well. 2-2 pitch. Brown takes off the outside corner. Fastball at 96, and the count goes to 3-2. Petty delivers. Brown takes up and in, and it's ball four. Well, the Shockers, who drew 10 walks last night to tie their season high, and they enter today The Southern League passed 336 walks drawn as a team. Have already drawn two in an inning plus against Petty. And it brings up the righty Nick Kale. 1-0 Checkers, top of the second inning. The pitch to Kale. Sinker misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Kale this season, 3-for-14 with Biloxi. Run driven in, 4 walks and 3 strikeouts. Was transferred to AA Biloxi from AAA Nashville just about 3 weeks ago. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and chops it foul, third base side. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and misses. Slider at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. Kale, this marks his third consecutive season in Biloxi. 27 games played a year ago. 22 back in 2022. Waggles the bat off his shoulder. Petty fires. Kale takes up and in. It's a slider at 83. And the count evens 2-2. Kale, always a guy who's been good at drawing walks. 13 and 74 plate appearances a year ago for Biloxi. OBP of 329. 2-2 pitch. He swings and drives it out to deep left. Johnson back on it at the warning track, reaches up, and he makes the catch. About 2 steps shy of the 330 sign down the left field line. And Kale's retired. Right-handed hitting Adam Hull steps in. One out, one on. 1-0 Biloxi in the top of the second. Petty checks back to first. Brown's off to second. Ibarra has it, fires towards second. Hernandez has it, chases Brown back to the bag, fires to Petty, who slaps the tag on him and retires Brown for the second out. Brown caught stealing. 1-3-6-1. 6 digits shy of a phone number. And with two away, Adam Hall steps back in. It's 1-0 Biloxi. 2 outs, no one on. The pitch. Hall chops it to short. Hernandez gets it off his back foot, fires to first in time. And Hall's retired. So despite the leadoff walk, it's 1-2-3 inning for Petty. The Shuckers go scoreless here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 1-0 Checkers after an inning and a half. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Checkers. Book your group outing to a Checkers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Checkers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Checkers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Checkers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We add to the bottom of the second, 1-0 Shuckers up on Chattanooga. Third game of a six-game set. Righty Shane Smith delivers to the righty Nick Northcutt. First pitch, launched out to left. Hall in on it. The wind holds it up towards the line. Sticks up his mitt and he makes the catch. Northcutt demolished it off the bat at 90 miles an hour. Only problem was got way under it. A 48-degree launch angle, which is more straight up than it is out. That retires Northcutt for the first down. Shane Smith has had quite the fun day so far. 7 pitches, 4 outs, averaging just over 2 pitches per out today. And faces the righty Matt Nelson. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Now, obviously, that is not sustainable in any way, shape, or form. It's a little hard to throw a 54-pitch complete game. The 1-0 pitch to Nelson is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. But what it does do for Shane Smith is it allows him some wiggle room when he faces the order for the second time. And that's been a spot where he's gotten himself into some trouble this year. The 1-1 pitch. Nelson takes a strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 94. And the count goes to 1-2. He's been terrific first time through the order, but what has stopped him from sometimes going deep into games is some lengthy counts. 1-2 pitch. Lifted right side of the infield by Martinez's mitt and in right for a single. Nelson picks up a hit and reaches base in his 7th consecutive game. And brings up the righty Ruben Ibarra. But this continues to be a learning curve for Shane Smith, and he's done a terrific job at it. He's done a terrific job getting better and better every single start. Remember, Smith was a guy who, entering this year, was ticketed to be a back-end bullpen piece for this Shuckers team. Did not pitch much in college. In fact, barely pitched over 10 innings in college. Pitch to Ibarra. Misses low. It's a slider at 85, and the count goes to 1-0. And then, prior to this season, had made 3 starts in his pro career out of 41 appearances. And each of those 3 starts lasted exactly 1 inning, where he was used as an opener in the Arizona Complex League in 2022. The 1-0 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 balls and no strikes. But for Smith, he moved into the rotation on May 17th, and my oh my, has it been a whole lot of fun for Smith. 2.77 ERA in 9 starts. The 2-0 pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner. Pounds the minute 94. And the count goes to 2-1. 44 strikeouts in 39 innings. And opponents are hitting a grand total of 190 against him. He's almost been better as a starter than he has been a reliever this year. The 2-1 pitch. Cox foul back to the screen off Ibarra's bat. The count evens 2-2. It's not often you see guys move from the bullpen to the rotation. Most times you see guys move from the rotation to the bullpen. Josh Hader, former Shucker, and then National League Reliever of the Year, was one of those guys, was with Biloxi as a starter. 2-2 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. But it has been a very, very different transition for Smith. Back-end reliever to starter. The numbers speak for themselves. He's been terrific. Coming off a 2.74 ERA and 5 starts over the month of June. Nelson's off first. It's 1-0 Shuckers in the second. The pitch. Ibarra pops it up. First base side. Foul territory. Kales over. And it's into the seats. Right behind the Shuckers dugout. The count's full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ibarra digs back in. 216 hitter this season. Nelson takes his lead off first. Smith delivers. Lifted out to deep left. Hall backpedals. A couple steps shy of the warning track. Hulls it in. Nelson Takes about four hard steps to second, puts on the brakes, and turns back to first. Barr is retired for the second out. And it brings up the righty, Justice Thompson. Two out, one of. 1-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the second, and the righty Justice Thompson stands in against the righty Smith. Smith delivers. Misses off the outside corner, a fastball at 95. And the count moves to 1-0. Thompson hitting 204 this season, two homers, eight driven in, and a 282 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. Thompson chops it foul, third base side, hits off the brick sidewall, deflects towards left. The count evens 1-1. Thompson's rocking the high red socks with the black stripes and the Cincinnati Reds logo on the side. The Lookouts, double-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. The 1-1 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. Lookouts have not always been, though, the affiliate of the Reds. They've been the Reds affiliate since 2019. Previously was a Twins and Dodgers affiliate. They were a longtime Reds affiliate between the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. The 2-1 pitch. Lifted out to deep right. Sparks is back on it at the warning track. Looks up. Leaps and it's off the top of the wall. Deflects back in a right. Nelson rounds third and comes home. Thompson moves to third. Sparks' throw on two hops, not in time. It is a sliding triple for Thompson. Brings home Nelson, and we're not at it one. It's Thompson's ninth RBI of the year. Off the bat at 104 miles an hour. And it brings up the righty Miguel Hernandez. With the go-ahead run at third. Hernandez at the very back of the right-handed box. Also rocking those high red Sox. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. That's what they are, high Reds Sox. With Reds Nike cleats for Hernandez. A lot of red going on for him. Smith comes set. Now delivers. Hernandez takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Hernandez is hitting 208 on the season, a home run, 16 driven in, and a 231 OBP. The righty fires. Called the strike on the outside corner at 83, a slider, and the count goes to 2-1. Thompson's off third. He's the go-ahead run. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 96. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Roped foul above the Shuckers dugout first base side. The count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Smith delivers. Hernandez takes low and away, deflects off Kale's wrist into the Lookouts dugout in third base side. Thompson comes home on the wild pitch, and it's 2-1 Chattanooga. Kale went to block it up. He's not wearing an Evo shield to protect his wrist. That just hit bone and deflected all the way into the Lookouts dugout. Full count now with two away. The pitch fouled back and will do it again. It is now a 2-1 Chattanooga lead. It's the first time the Lookouts have led in this series since the ninth inning in game one on Tuesday. 3-2 pitch. Lifted out to left. Hall charges and it one hops it. Fernandez tallies the third hit of the inning for Chattanooga. Hall fires it into the infield. And the righty Bubba Thompson comes up. Thompson's hitting .237 this season, a home run, 10 driven in, and a .274 OBP. Lookouts lead it 2-1 in the bottom of the second. Fernandez off first. Smith delivers. And it's a called strike one in the outside corner, a fastball at 96. The check back to first. Fernandez is back in time. The 0-1 pitch. Roped foul above the Shockers dugout first base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. 2-1 Lookouts in the bottom of the second. Smith delivers. Thompson swings and drives it to right. Sparks back on it. Under it. And he makes the catch with his back facing the wall. In the inning, two runs, three hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through two. Chattanooga 2, Shockers 1. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years. Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We enter the third. Shockers trail it 2-1. And the righty Chase Petty's back to work for Chattanooga. The righty Lamar Sparks digs in for Biloxi. Petty fires. Sparks chops it, third base side. Hellman's almost falls off. Northcutt bare hands it, and it flubs in and out of his hand. Almost runs back to home plate. It is a base hit for Sparks. Snaps an 0-for-7 skid at the plate, and it brings up the righty Casey Martin. That's the Shockers' second hit of the day, and their first since Brock Wilkins' moonshot back in the first inning that gave Biloxi a 1-0 lead. Casey Martin now digs in. Right-handed bat hitting .160 on the season. Petty comes set. Now fires. Misses off the outside corner for ball one. Petty in the third inning. We're in the third. He just threw his 35th pitch of the day. 18 strikes, 17 out of the zone. Shockers have pounced on him early when he's thrown strikes. That's the big thing, though, when he has thrown strikes. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. It is a very patient approach from the Shuckers. Drew 10 walks last night, enter today with more walks than anybody else in the Southern League with 336. The 2-0 pitch misses off the outside corner and wide, an 87-mile-an-hour slider, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Petty has walked a batter in each of his first two innings. Comes home. Ball four, way outside, 95-mile-an-hour sinker. The Shuckers have 2-1 with nobody out for Dylan O'Ray back at the top of the order. It's a 2-1 lookouts lead in the top of the third inning. Shuckers have now drawn 13 walks in their last 11-plus offensive innings. Dylan O'Ray digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Sparks is off second. Martin's off first. The righty Petty set, now fires. O'Ray takes a strike right into the inside corner. It's a sinker at 96 from Petty. The 0-1 pitch. O'Ray takes off the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. A Canadian-born lefty threw a walk back in the first inning. Was caught stealing second. That walk extended his on-base streak to 6 consecutive games. Petty fires. O'Ray rolls it left side of the infield. Hernandez gets it. It's short. Feeds second for one. The throw to first. Way late. Sparks moves to third. Martin's retired. And O'Ray reaches on a fielder's choice. One away, and the lefty Carlos Rodriguez comes up. Shuckers trail it 2-1, but the time runs 90 feet away. Rodriguez battled with a 10-pitch plate appearance back in the first inning. The pitch. He takes off the inside corner. Change of an 88. The count goes to 1-0. O'Ray takes his lead off first. Sparks a walking lead off third. Petty checks back to first. O'Ray scrambles back to the bag. He's back in plenty of time. Petty fires. Rodriguez takes a strike on the outside corner, a changeup at 87. The count evens 1-1. Petty, born and raised in Camden, New Jersey. A long wait. Now the pitch. Changeup misses away at 88. The count goes to 2-1. Camden, New Jersey. Well, doesn't have much affiliated baseball history, has quite the extensive history in independent ball. Former Atlantic League team called the Camden River Sharks. Used to call Camden, New Jersey home. The 2-1 pitch, sliced foul, third base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. It is quite literally right across the river from Philadelphia. River Sharks, no longer in existence, but had one of the more terrific logos in baseball. They were around from 2001 to 2015 in the Atlantic League. 2-2 pitch, rolled to third, Northcutt has it, it deflects off his mitt, goes to the shortstop, Hernandez, everybody's safe, and the Shuckers tie it up. Rodriguez roped it to third, Northcutt had it eat him up. And the Shuckers tie the game at 2. Sparks comes home. O'Ray to second. Rodriguez reaches. And it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. We'll see whether or not that's a hit or an error. Pitching coach Todd Naskinov is already out to talk to Petty. And they do call it a sink. So Rodriguez picks up his third hit of the series. And it brings up Brock Wilken with two on, one away. But the River Sharks logo, the sort of big part of Camden's ballpark, which was called Campbell's Field, named after the soup company. There was a big bridge in the outfield. The ballpark was basically situated right under it. The logo was a big picture of the bridge and some water under it with a shark coming out of the water. A big baseball bat snapped in half. Now, River Sharks do not actually exist, but a terrific logo, terrific team, and a really fun old ballpark that no longer exists. Camden, New Jersey. O'Reilly's at second. Rodriguez is at first. Naskinaz back to the third base dugout. The pitch to Wilken misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. You have to think Naskinaz, when talking to Petty out in the mound, said, hey, maybe we try not to throw him sinkers down low this plate appearance. Wilken hammered one over the scoreboard and left on that pitch back in the first inning. The 1-0 delivery. Wilken takes a strike on the outside corner. Instead, throws a slider at 87, and the count evens 1-1. By the way, for Rodriguez, that also drives in a run. His 31st RBI of the season. The 1-1 pitch. Wilken swings and misses. Changeup at 86 back on the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Petty checks second. Now fires. Wilken swings and drives it out to left. Johnson races back on it. Turns around to the warning track, and he makes the catch. O'Ray scampers back to second. Slides to a stop. Throw comes in to third. Wilken barely misses out on his second homer of the night. It brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Two out, 2-1. Wilken just got a bit under it. Off the bat at 94 miles an hour. And the lefty Martinez digs in. 0-for-1 today with a ground out to third. 2-1, 2 away in a 2-2 game in the third. Petty delivers. Martinez takes a strike right on the outside corner. The cutter at 90 miles an hour from Petty. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez drives it down the left field line. Johnson's after it. It tails towards the pole, but it's foul. And the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Penny comes set. Now delivers. Martinez swings and drives it deep down the left field line. Johnson races after it. Looks up, but it's foul again, and the count stays at 0-2. Martinez has been oh so close twice in this plate appearance. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes with two away. Petty checks second. Now delivers. Martinez fouls it straight back. Almost falls down to an E. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes. It's a 2-2 game in the top of the third. O'Ray is at second. Rodriguez is at first. His RBI single that was sliced to third and off the third baseman Northcutt is the reason why this game is at 2-2. Rodriguez is at first. Knotted at two with two outs in the third. Go-ahead runs at second. And the righty Petty stares in and gets the signs from Nelson. Now comes set at the belt. Stares O'Ray down at second. Fires home. Martinez takes low. Changeup at 85. And the count goes to 1-2. Wilken One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch. He takes up and in. And the count evens 2-2. That was a sink for 97. Petty about to throw his 57th pitch of the night. 30 strikes, 26 out of the zone. He fires to Martinez, who swings and pops it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Petty delivers. Martinez swings and pokes it out to left center. Thompson races back on it at the warning track, sticks up his mitt on the run, and he makes the catch that ends the inning. But the Shuckers tie it up. RBI single from Carlos Rodriguez. One run, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through 2.5. Shuckers 2. Lookouts 2. And we're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ah, this is Hunter Reed, general manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Way out of the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers ready. Shane Smith is back to work, and he faces the switch hitter Ivan Johnson at the top of the lookouts order. Shuckers and lookouts are knotted at two. Smith delivers. Johnson takes strike one right at the knees at 91. Smith stares in, now delivers. Johnson pops it foul. Third base side, and it reaches the seats. Counted no balls and two strikes. Johnson was part of the 1-2-3 first inning from Smith on six pitches. Grounded out to first on the first pitch of the day from Smith. 0-2 pitch. Misses low with a slider at 76. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Smith delivers. Fouled back. Fastball at 94. And the count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, Johnson fists it out behind second. Brown chases out. Rodriguez, the center fielder, is in, and he makes the catch. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
One out, nobody on in the bottom of the third inning. Checkers, lookouts, not in it, too. Smith delivers to the right of your bias. It's called strike one in the outside corner. Javik Blake alongside you throughout the night. Appreciate you joining us on your Thursday evening. Checkers wrapping up their final series before the All-Star break this week in Chattanooga. 0-1 pitch. Foul tipped into Kalesman. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one away. Checkers have won each of the first two games in their six-game set. Smith delivers. Baez pokes it foul behind home plate. Out of play into the seats. Count stays at 0-2. Smith stares in first base side of the rubber. Now fires. Fastball up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch lifted towards deep center. Rodriguez back on it, has plenty of room. Stands under it, waits for it to fall out of the sky, and makes the catch. Retires Urbaez for the second out. It's hard to be a fly ball pitcher at this ballpark. Tiny dimensions. Yes, 400 to center is the standard, but 325 down the line in right. It says 330 down the line in left. It is some short porches here at AT&T Field. So to be a fly ball pitcher, you need to get a lot of pop-ups. That's what Smith's done today. The pitch to the righty McAfee. Misses low. It's a curveball at 79. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Take that count at one ball and no strikes. McAfee at the very back of the right-handed box. We're knotted at two in the last of the third. The pitch. Fouled off. It's off of the home plate umpire. The flex towards the Checkers dugout. The count evens 1-1. McAfee grounded out to third back in the first inning. Smith comes home. McAfee ropes it foul, first base side and into the seats. And the count goes to 1-2. Smith delivers. This is low, and the count evens two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Check swinging a slider, and he goes around. McAfee strikes out. Smith picks up his first strikeout of the day on a 90-mile-an-hour slider. And it's a 1-2-3 third inning. We go to the fourth. Checkers lookouts, not in at three on the Plexi Checkers Radio
This
Network.
Is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
We enter the top of the fourth inning. Checkers lookouts 9-2. On a gorgeous night for baseball at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Temperatures in the high 80s, a little bit of cloud cover. Wind gently out to right at 4 miles an hour. And the righty Chase Petty faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. We wait a moment just for all the field crew to get off the field. Now we're good to go. Petty fires. Misses away for ball one. Brown drew a walk back in the second inning. One of three walks drawn by Biloxi tonight. And three innings from Petty. The 1-0 pitch. Brown takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Petty's big thing tonight has been trying to keep that pitch count down. 1-1 pitch. Brown chops it to third. Northcutt backhands it. Gathers, takes a step, fires to first in time. And Browns are tied for the out. Petty's pitch count right now desperately needs a 1-2-3 inning if you're the Wildcats. That last pitch, his 60th of the day already. And there's just one out in the top of the fourth inning. That's been a common theme his last few appearances. 90 pitches in four innings last time out, 82 in three back in late June, two starts ago. Pitch to the righty, Kale. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Kale's 0-1 today. Deep fly out down the left field line in the second. Petty delivers. Kale drives it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shuckers and lookouts are 9-2. One away in the top of the fourth inning. Petty delivers. Kale hits it on one hop to second. McAfee, the second baseman, gets it in short right, fires to first, and retires Kale for the second out. After the RBI single from Carlos Rodriguez that tied this game in the third, Petty's retired four in a row, and he faces the right-handed hitting Adam Hall. Two out, nobody on. Hall digs in. He's 0-1 today with the ground out to short. Petty delivers. Hall takes a strike on the outside corner, a sinker at 95. The pitch, swing and a miss. Sinker at 97, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Petty looking for a quick 1-2-3 frame. The pitch. Hall slices it first base side. It's a fair ball by Ibarra and down the right field line. Hall rounds first, and he has tallied a hit in 11 consecutive games. Checkers get a man on with two away for the righty Lamar Sparks. Hall didn't do much. Stuck the bat out. A sinker at 97 on the outside corner and just bounced it by Ibarra at first. For Hall, that's his second longest hit streak in his career. Longest since 19 in a row back in 2018 in short season A-ball. Pitch to Lamar Sparks, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Last time Hall had a hit streak of at least 11 games, the Aberdeen Ironbirds were in short season A-ball, and the New York Penn League was still in existence. The 1-0 pitch. Misses low, check back to first, and Hall scampers back to the bag in time. The New York Penn League was done away with after the reorganization of minor league baseball entering the 2021 season. Short season A-ball no longer in existence. The Aberdeen Ironbirds, now the high A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. 2-0 pitch misses inside. Sparks hops out of the way. And the count goes to 3-0. Petty toes the slam. Two out, a man on, and a tie game, 2-2 in the fourth. Petty delivers. Sparks tips it into Nelson's mitt, and the count goes to 3-1. Hall takes his lead off first. Ibarra holds him on. McAfee, meanwhile, the second baseman shades towards second. 3-1 pitch. Sinker misses low, and Sparks draws a 5-pitch walk. Petty has now walked a batter in every single inning today. Hall moves to second, Sparks to first, and the right-handed hitting Casey Martin digs in. Nobody's up in the Chattanooga pen yet. Though it is not going to be a long outing for Petty. That throw his 73rd pitch of the day, and we're just in the fourth inning. He delivers. Martin takes a strike on the outside corner, a sinker at 94. Martin drew one of those walks. That was back in the third inning. Shuckers have drawn 4 walks today after they drew a season-high 10 a night ago. The 0-1 pitch. Martin takes low, check back to first. Long way to go for Sparks, and he's in there. Hall moves to third. The throw there is not in time. Lamar Sparks finds his way back to the bag and around Ibarra's tag. He slapped it down. Sparks faked with the right hand, went with the left hand, and Hall steals third. It's Hall's 6th stolen base of the year. And now runners at the corners with 2 away for the righty Martin. 1-1 the count with 2 out. The pitch. Slider is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. And we spoke too soon. Hall is not charged with a stolen base. Just advances to third on the play. Count of 1-2 against Martin. Go-ahead run is 90 feet away for Biloxi. Petty runs out of time. He continues to wait. 1-2 pitch, misses away, flies to the screen. Everybody moves up. Sparks was off to second. Hall scores. It is a wild pitch, and the Shuckers take a 3-2 lead. That was a weird and strange situation. The entire Shuckers dugout is at the top step wondering why in the world that was not a pitch clock violation. But the fact that it was not a pitch clock violation helps out Biloxi. Ball flies to the screen. They score a run. The clock went to 0, and Petty held it for about 10 more seconds. The 2-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. One of the few times where the pitch clock running out actually would have hurt the Biloxi Shuckers. 3-2. It's 3-2 Biloxi. The pitch to Martin. He fouls it back to the screen, and the count stays full. The payoff pitch. Martin takes a sinker off. No, it is a called strike 3 and a late called strike 3. That ends the inning. First strikeout today for Petty. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We're through 3.5, and the Shuckers have a 3-2 lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Jamvik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead, and we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Javik Blake back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Brady Smith faces off against the righty, Nick Northcutt. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Biloxi. Two runs, three hits, and no errors for Chattanooga. The 1-0 pitch. Northcutt loops it out to right. Sparks races back on it, turns around at the warning track, one step shy of the wall, he makes the catch. And Northcutt's retired for the first out. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom four, M-Braves lead Birmingham 1-0. They're through 2.5. Tennessee leads Montgomery 3-0. And Pensacola leads Rocket City 2-0. They're through three in Madison, Alabama. Ronnie Matt Nelson's out. First pitch misses off the outside corner for ball one. Shane Smith, Massachusetts native. Grew up in Danvers, Massachusetts. Town of about 25,000 just north of Boston. 1-0 pitch. Nelson ropes it towards center. Rodriguez charges, and it drops in for a base hit. Nelson 2-for-2 today. And it puts a man on with one away for the righty, Ruben Ibarra. Danvers, originally known as Salem Village, played a big part in the Salem Witch Trials in the late 1600s. I'm sure Shane Smith's slider and fastball would be looked upon similarly in 2024. If we were to time travel him back to 1692. The pitch, oh. Ibarra drives it to deep center field. Rodriguez races back on it, looks up, and it's way gone. Over the 400 sign in center for Ibarra, and it's a 4-3 Chattanooga lead. Eight touches home, 110 off the bat. Goes 416 feet. Ibarra has his fifth homer of the year. And it's now a 4-3 Chattanooga lead. Ready, Justice Thompson comes up. Smith delivers. Thompson shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike one. It's just the fourth home run given up this year by Smith in 59 and a third innings on the hill. The 0-1 pitch. Thompson pops it up right side of the infield. Martinez under it. And he makes the catch. That thing took forever to come down. And Thompson's retired for the second out. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Two out, nobody on for the righty, Miguel Hernandez. The pitch, Hernandez drives it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. It's a 4-3 Chattanooga lead. We have gone back and forth and back and forth in this one between the lookouts and the Shuckers. The pitch to Hernandez. misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch misses low and away. Curveball at 78. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Rolled a third. Foul. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Hernandez digs back in at the back of the right-handed box. Smith delivers. Slider misses off the outside corner. And the count at 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Lifted out to right. Sparks in on it. Makes the catch and then ends the inning. In the frame, 2 runs, 2 hits. No errors. Nobody left on base. A 2-run homer by Ruben Ibarra. Gives Chattanooga a 4-3 lead after 4 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Top five, Shuckers trail it 4-3. The lefty Dylan O'Ray digs in against the righty Chase Petty. First pitch of the frame. He's tipped foul in and out on Nelson Smith behind the plate. We're off and running back at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Javik Blake alongside you. Appreciate you joining us on a Thursday night. Petty delivers. Misses up and the count evens 1-1. O'Ray up for the third time tonight. He's 0-1. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chases a changeup low at 88. And the count goes to 1-2. O'Ray digs back in. Walk back in the first, grounded into a fielder's choice in the third. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider top of the zone. And O'Ray is down on strike. Second strike out of the day. Well, it looked like strike three. O'Ray headed back to the dugout, and now it is ruled that Matt Nelson did not catch the baseball. It is in his mitt. And manager Jose Moreno is out to chat with him. And the umpiring crew comes together. Tim Barreras is the home plate umpire. Chad Westlake is at first. Matt Bates is at third. It didn't even sound like a foul tip was even a possibility. The way Nelson reacted, it looked just like O'Reilly had swung and missed the pitch. The umpiring crew gets together right outside of the pitcher's mound on the first base side. Very strange play. Nelson was showing Barreras his glove. The ball was in it. I'm not sure what the other ruling would be. It didn't touch the ground. It didn't sound like O'Reilly made contact. And now Barreras, Westlake, and Bates walk over to Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena. He's coaching third for Biloxi with an explanation of the ruling. And here would be a great situation if the umpires were mic'd up like they are at the big league level. Opportunity to just get a little bit of an explanation. And O'Reilly is ruled out. So it is a strikeout. And it brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. O'Reilly is frustrated. Does not agree with the call. He's a little bit closer to the action than we are. We're about 120 feet up. The pitch to the righty, the lefty Rodriguez is a slider and a called strike one. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 today with an RBI single back in the third. The pitch. This is inside and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers trail it 4-3. Patty fires. Rodriguez rolls it first base side and foul off the sidewall. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. 4-3 lookouts in the top of the fifth. Patty delivers. Rodriguez dribbles it out in front of home plate. He hustles out of the box. Nelson up the first baseline. Bare hands. It fires to first. And the throw beats Rodriguez. And he's retired for the second out. Two away, and it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Biloxi trails it 4-3. Two out, nobody on in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch. Wilkin takes a sinker low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin dribbles it foul at the plate. It's a changeup at 88, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin swings and drives it deep left. Johnson back, looks up, and it's a two-homer night for Brock Wilkin. 401 feet to left center, and we're knotted at four. Wilkin rounds third and comes home. His 12th homer of the season, a multi-homer game, and the Shuckers have knotted this thing up at four. Wilkin now up to 34 runs driven in this season. That's tied for the team high. And the pitch to Martinez Jr. is a called strike one on the inside corner. Well, Brock Wilkins found his power stroke this week in Chattanooga. Three homers already. The pitch misses low to Martinez. And the count evens 1-1. Three homers, and today is just game three of the series. The pitch home. Martinez waves and misses. And the count goes to 1-2. It is his first multi-home run game of his career. A And he does it off Chase Petty in Chattanooga. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez chaps it right side of the infield. McAfee, the second baseman to his right, grabs it, fires to first, and retires Martinez for the final out. But Biloxi ties it up. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Wilkins, 12th of the year and second of the night, ties it at 4 through 4.5. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers righty Shane Smith is back to work and faces the righty Bubba Thompson in the ninth spot in the order for the lookouts. It's a 4-4 game. Smith fires. Thompson offers a bunt and misses. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Shuckers have tied this thing up once again. Solo shot from Woken in the top of the inning. 0-1 pitch. Slider. Misses off the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Thompson today 0-for-1. Fletcher right back in the second. Smith delivers. Slider misses off the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. Smith delivers. Poked foul, first base side, and it's into the seats. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him swinging back on the inside corner with a changeup. Check that, a slider. And now one away for the switch hitter, Ivan Johnson, who digs in from the left side against the righty Smith. We're knotted at 4. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch to Johnson. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Johnson is 0-for-2 today, grounded out to first in the first, fled to center in the third. Now the pitch misses low and inside, flies to the screen. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, roped out to right. Sparks doesn't even move, and he makes the chest-high catch. Retires Johnson. And now 2 away for the righty, Francisco Urbaez. 2 out, nobody on. It's a 4-4 game. Reminder, fans, today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The pitch to the right of your bias is a called strike one right on the inside corner at 94. Smith delivers. Slider misses away. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Curveball. Called a strike back on the inside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, slider misses up, tips off of Kale's glove to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. Smith comes home, slider rolled to third, Wilkin gets it on two hops, gathers, fires to first, beats her Baez by about 15 feet. And that ends the fifth inning. Shane Smith goes five innings for the fourth time in a start this year. He retires the side in order here in the fifth inning. We go to the sixth, Shuckers 4, Lookouts 4. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Chattanooga. The righty Chase Petty is done after five innings. Gives up four runs. And the righty Braxton Roxby enters. Faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. Roxby delivers. Brown chops it. Two hops to first. Ibarra grabs it on his back foot. Underhands to Roxby. And Brown's retired for the first out. Final line for Petty. Five innings, five hits. Two of those hits homers for Brock Wilkin. Four runs, four walks, two strikeouts, and 94 pitches. Roxby makes his 26th appearance of the year, 4.70 ERA in 30 2/3 innings, 13 walks, 39 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .231 against him. Faces the right-handed hitting Nick Cale. One out, nobody on. Tie game in the top of the sixth. Now the pitch. Cale takes strike one right on the inside corner. Roxby faced Biloxi on Tuesday, did not record an out, faced four batters, all four reached, allowed three runs. And the Shuckers would end up coming back and winning it by a 5-4 final. 0-1 pitch, Cale takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 0-2. Roxby comes set at the belt. Now fires. Kale takes a slider up, and the count goes to 1-2. Roxby, 6'2", 231-pound righty from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. The 1-2 pitch. Kale swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 82. And now two away for the righty, Adam Hall. That's just the third strikeout tonight by Chattanooga pitching. And the righty, Hall, steps in. Roxby delivers. Fouled off. First base side into the seats. Rattles around. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Roxby fires. Slider just misses off the inside corner. The count evens 1-1. The pitch tipped foul at the plate, and a slider at 85, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Roxby comes set, first base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Hall takes off the outside corner. And the count evens 2-2. Roxby sets the belt. Now the pitch. Slider, swing and a miss. That ends the inning. Roxby comes in and, unlike Tuesday, retires the sign in order and strikes out two. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 5.5. And we're knotted at 4 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We move to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Shane Smith is out for a sixth inning of the day. Righty Quincy McAfee digs in against him. We're knotted at 4. Each team, 4 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. The righty Smith delivers home. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. McAfee's 0-2 today, grounded out to third in the first. Struck out swinging on a slider back in the third. The 1-0 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. You're just joining us. The Shuckers have gone back and forth with the lookouts in this one. Shuckers have led 1-0, 3-2, and now we're tied up 4-4. 2-0 pitch misses off the out. Now it's a called strike, a late called strike. And the count goes to 2-1. Smith, though, his pitch count is in terrific shape. He stopped at an 84 this season. Last pitch was his 77th of the night. The pitch, check swing, fouled off first base side. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. McAfee chops it to third over the bag, but foul. And the count stays at 2-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor. 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Smith stares in. Now delivers. McAfee bloops it. Behind home plate, Kale after it, slides, and he makes the catch in the warning track. McAfee's down for the first out. Nice defensive play there from Kale. And the righty Nick Northcutt now stands in. There's some movement in the Shuckers bullpen. Again, we cannot see the bullpen mound. We can see a little window into where the guys are sitting. We can tell you there's some people moving around behind it. The pitch misses away with a slider, and the count goes to 1-0. But unfortunately, that is the extent of our visibility out in that bullpen. You'd have to think someone's probably up. Smith getting near a season-high pitch count. The pitch is fouled off Northcutt's front leg, and the count evens 1-1. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. It is a full slate on the minor league side of things. Both Brewers affiliates in action in the Dominican Republic. Brewers 1 defeats Red Sox Blue 3-1. The pitch, slider, misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Brewers 2 falls to Rojos, which is the Reds affiliate in the DSL, 5-4. Carolina falls to Fredericksburg, 1-0 in single A. The pitch hit on two hops in a center, and it's down for a base hit. Northcutt rounds first, and Rodriguez fires it in. Puts a man on with one away for the righty Matt Nelson. Game two of the doubleheader between Carolina and Fredericksburg. Fredericksburg leads it 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Elsewhere, top five in triple A. Nashville leads Iowa 5-1. Bottom five in high A, Wisconsin trails West Michigan 1-0. And the ACL Brewers, ACL White Sox get underway at 8 o'clock Central Time in the Arizona Complex League. Pitch to the righty Matt Nelson, misses low. Kale blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-0. Meanwhile, at the big league level, the Brewers fell by a 1-0 final today against Paul Skeens and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Skeens, without a doubt, one of the best stories in all of baseball right now. First overall pick last year, and as of now, he's probably the best pitcher in baseball. 1-0 pitch is fouled back, and the count evens 1-1. Brent Lauder, who the Shuckers saw yesterday, was the second pitcher taken in last year's draft. Skeens obviously taken first overall. Lauder taken seventh overall by the Reds. 368 days ago, Brock Wilkin in that class as well. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. And Wilkin has three home runs this week in double A, which for a guy drafted last year is extraordinary, much less a sub-2 ERA in the big leagues for a guy drafted a year ago. And they were all playing against each other in the Men's College World Series semifinals 13 months ago. 1-2 pitch to Nelson. Swing and a miss and a slider down low. And Smith has tied his career high with 5 2/3 innings on the hill. Shuckers Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena stays in the dugout. And Smith set to face Ruben Ibarra. Chance to go through six innings for the first time in his career. He's at 88 pitches. It's a 4-4 game in the sixth inning. Smith fires. Ibarra takes a curveball low for ball one. It hasn't been a big strikeout day for Smith. Just three strikeouts, but he's kept the Shuckers in this game. Four runs allowed on six hits. And he has not walked a batter. The 1-0 pitch. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Smith, the guy who did not make a start in AA until May 17th. Guy who finished out 28 games a year ago. The 2-0 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. Now in just his 10th AA start, and his 10th true start in his career, he has an opportunity to get through six innings. The 3-0 pitch. Hit a mile high out to left. Hall back on it. Under it. And he makes the catch. Shane Smith, for the first time in his career, is through six innings on the hill. And he does it on a Thursday night, Chattanooga. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base, and we go to the seventh. We're 9-4 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
We enter the seventh. Shuckers lookouts are knotted at four. Javik Blake back alongside you. The righty Lamar Sparks is in. First pitch misses low from the righty Braxton Roxby, who's in for his second inning of work. First inning was perfect. Three up, three down. And he did it all in 11 pitches, seven of them strikes. The 1-0 pitch. Sparks takes a strike on the outside corner, a sinker at 92. And the count evens 1-1. Sparks is 1-for-1 today. Singled in the third, walked in the fourth. Roxby fires. Sparks swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 82. And the count goes to 1-2. That's been the go-to pitch today for Roxby. That slider that tails away from the righty. Sparks now calls time and steps out. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Sparks takes off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Roxby delivers. Sparks tips it foul back to the screen. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Donovan Benoit is now warming up in the bullpen for Chattanooga. Right-handed arm. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Sinker on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. And that is 3 consecutive strikeouts from Roxby. One away, and it brings up the righty, Casey Martin. Martin is 0-for-1 today with a walk and a strikeout. Martin delivers. A pitch to Martin is a slider and a called strike one. Roxby's career has been quite a wild one. Pitched at Division II UPitt Johnstown. The pitch home. Chopped to third. Northcutt gets it on a hop. Quickly fires to first. And it retires Martin to the second out. But he pitched at UPitt Johnstown for 3 seasons, 18, 19, and 20, before that season was canceled by the COVID pandemic. And it was not a glorious college career. 67 walks in 88 and two-thirds innings. Yes, 105 strikeouts, but an ERA of 7.3. Signed with the Reds as an undrafted free agent and is now in Double-A in 2024. The pitch to the lefty, O'Ray, swing and a miss on a slider low. The count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Even his final year, 28 strikeouts, 16 walks, a 9.68 ERA, and 17 and two-thirds innings in Division II baseball. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. UPitt Johnstown is a tiny, tiny school. 2,462 students per Wikipedia. The 2-1 pitch fouled back, and the count evens 2-2. Former UPitt Johnstown Mountain Cat. He's locked in a battle. 2 balls and 2 strikes with O'Ray. The pitch misses off the outside corner. And the count goes to 3-2. But, as we've seen with Shane Smith, you don't have to necessarily be a great college pitcher to be a good pitcher in professional baseball. Sometimes you have the peripheral stuff, and the organization helps you find the other stuff. The 3-2 pitch. Hold the second. McAfee backhands it. It boots off his mitt. He can't get it in time. And O'Ray reaches. That is a cut and dry E4 on McAfee. His first error of the season, the 59th of the year for Chattanooga. And it brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez 1-for-3 today with an RBI single in the third. Ordinated at 4 in the 7th. O'Ray creeps off first. Roxby checks back to first, and O'Ray lunges back to the bag in time. Roxby comes set, now fires. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. One or no the count. Roxby the righty comes set at the bell. O'Ray short lead off first. Now the pitch. Rodriguez takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Donovan Benoit was warming up in the bullpen for Chattanooga. He is no longer warming up. There's nobody on the mound right now. Braxby delivers. Slider is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch, sliced foul, third base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Randy Raxby sent the letters, now fires. Rodriguez takes a slider low, 90 miles an hour. And the count goes full. O'Reilly will be in motion with the pitch. He takes his lead off first. Three balls, two strikes, two away in a tie game, top of the seventh. Roxby a long wait, now fires. O'Reilly is off. Rodriguez rolls it to short. Hernandez grabs it, takes two hops. O'Reilly crouches, and the throw to first is in time. And O'Reilly makes sure he's not decapitated by Hernandez's throw. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base, and it's time to stretch in Chattanooga. We're knotted at four between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, it's Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
To the bottom of the seventh in a tie game between the Shuckers and the Lookouts from AT&T Field in downtown Chattanooga. Javik Blake alongside you as the righty Caleb Bowman enters. The righty Shane Smith done for the day after a career-high six innings. First pitch from Bowman is fisted up the first baseline on a half swing. Bowman picks it up and tags the righty Thompson as he runs by. For a one unassisted. That starts us off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Final line for Shane Smith. He goes six innings, gives up six hits, four runs, all of them earned. No walks, three strikeouts. And he throws 92 pitches. That's a career high. Bowman fires. It's a called strike one in the inside corner to the righty Miguel Hernandez. Bowman enters, and he's been nothing short of terrific this season. 2.81 ERA in 23 appearances, 41 and two-thirds innings. The pitch is a called strike at the knees, a slider at 85, and the count goes 0-2. 18 walks, 48 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 191 against him. Right-handed arm stands in, 6'1", 195 pounds. Bowman comes set. Now delivers. Hernandez takes way outside, a sweeper at 87. The count of 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Popped foul. Out of play in the first base side. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Sinker at 92 down at the knees. And he strikes out Hernandez for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and it brings up the righty Bubba Thompson. We're knotted at 4-2 away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Thompson's 0-for-2 today with a strikeout, a flyout. The pitch rolled foul first base side. It's a slider at 87. Thompson just stuck out the bat and rolled it. Counter, no balls and one strike. Bowman fires. Thompson checks his swing on a slow slider, and he goes around. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Bowman stares in, rocking the high black socks. And Thompson calls time. Bowman steps off and readjusts the belt. The 0-2 pitch. Thompson takes way outside. Trying to get him to bite again on that slider off the outside corner. Count of 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Thompson swings and misses. Sinker at 93, and it's a scoreless seventh from Bowman. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base, and we move to the eighth. Shuckers lookouts are knotted at 4 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. David Blake alongside you as we move to the eighth. Shuckers lookouts are knotted at 4. Righty Braxton Roxby done for Chattanooga. Two scoreless innings, no walks, 3 strikeouts, no hits allowed. And the righty Donovan Benoit faces the guy who's been the star of the night for Biloxi in Brock Wilkin. He's 2-for-3 with 2 homers. First multi-homer game of his career. Benoit fires. Wilkin fists it down the right field line, foul. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. First time the Shuckers have seen Benoit in this series. Makes his 20th appearance of the season. He has a 4.62 ERA in 37 innings, 16 walks, 30 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 225 against him. The righty Benoit comes set. Now the 0-1 pitch. Wilkin takes off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Wilkin has three homers this week, up to a team-leading 12 on the season. First one punched a 96-mile-an-hour sinker at the knees out of the yard. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. Wilkin last time up punished a ball to dead center, 103 off the bat. Second homer of the night. The 2-1 pitch. Slider popped up. Out to right. Thompson charges in on it. Under it. And he makes the catch. One away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. By the way, we'd like to say hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. On our text the booth line, we'd also like to say hi to Kane. And we'd also like to say hi to Ty, who's tuning in from the ballpark tonight. It's a 4-4 game in the eighth. Been a tight one between these two teams. The pitch to Martinez. He swings and rolls it to short. Hernandez charges, gloves it, takes a step, fires a bit high to first, but Ibarra corrals it, and Martinez is retired for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and the righty Eric Brown Jr. digs in. 0-2 tonight with a walk. Nattered at four in the top of the eighth inning. Benoit delivers. Brown takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes 0-1. That was a sinker at 93 from Benoit. Right-handed arm out of Key West, Florida. About as south as you can go in the state of Florida. 0-1 pitch. Brown taps it foul third base side, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Former member of the Tulane Green Wave in Benoit. About as far south as you can go in Louisiana. Tulane, based in New Orleans. No balls, two strikes, two away. Brown digs back in at the back of the right-handed box. And Benoit fires. Brown fists it towards short center. Thompson charges, gloves it on the run. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 7.5. And we're still not at four. Shuckers go back to work on the pitching side of things when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Thank you. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers lookouts are knotted at four. And the righty Caleb Bowman is out for his second inning on the hill. Faces the top of this lookouts order. Ivan Johnson first up from the left side. And the first pitch is a sinker at 94 that misses up. Johnson tonight is 0 for 3. Fly out, line out, ground out. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Sinker at 91. And the count evens, one ball and one strike. We're knotted at four in the last of the eighth. These two teams have traded the lead three different times. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. And the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers are looking for a comeback win to run their win streak to 6 in a row. It would be their 23rd comeback win of the year. The 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Foul territory, third base side. Wilkin jogs over, and it's way into the seats. Almost takes out a little kid. Oh, he just got out of the way of danger at the very last moment. And it's into the parking lot. Count at one ball and two strikes. The little kid in the blue shirt, he looked up, was trying to find the baseball, and then smack, 2 feet away from him. Hopefully he gets the baseball. The 1-2 pitch from Bowman. Ripped down to right, drops in for a single. That was a sinker up and in. Johnson went with it, and he reaches base in his eighth consecutive game. Brings up the righty Francisco Urbaez. He's off his bat at 102 miles an hour. Urbaez is 0 for 3 tonight. Two ground outs and a fly out to center. Bowman delivers. Urbaez pops it up. Right side of the infield. Martin, second baseman, is under it, and he makes the catch. One away with one on, and it brings up the righty Quincy McAfee. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom eight, 1-0. M Braves up on Birmingham. Bottom seven, Tennessee leads Montgomery 4-0. Check back to first, the tag. Got him! Johnson's retired on the pickoff. And there's two away. Johnson is not happy, has his hands on his knees, arguing with the first base umpire. And now he walks back to the dugout. The final score, Pensacola's up 6-4 on Rocket City in the late innings in Madison. But here, two outs and nobody on. A big-time pickoff from Bowman. The pitch to Northcutt. Swing and a miss on a slider. Check that to McAfee on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Nobody is up in the bullpen for Chattanooga. The pitch. Slider called a strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So it is looking to be Benoit's ninth inning. See if the Shuckers can find some of that magic they had in their comeback win on Tuesday night with three runs in the ninth. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a slow slider at 77. And that finishes off the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on. We go to the ninth, and we are knotted at four. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com.
BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville, and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We go to the ninth, and the Shuckers looking for some ninth-inning magic against Donovan Benoit and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Shuckers, Lookouts, knotted at four. Shuckers have trailed twice in this thing. They battled back to tie it both times. Right-handed hitting, Nick Cale stands in. And the righty Donovan Benoit delivers. Sliced foul above Adam Hall's head in the on-deck circle. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Cale today is 0-for-3. Benoit's out for his second inning. It was a quick and easy, perfect eighth inning. 1-2-3. The 0-1 pitch. Cale rolls it right side of the infield. In a right for a single. Cale records his first hit of the night. It's the first hit for Biloxi since Wilkins' game-tying homer in the fifth inning. And it brings up the righty Adam Hall. We'll see if the Shuckers elect to go for some speed, and they do. Cale is out of the game. Connor Scott is in as a pinch runner. Scott's got some good speed. Righty Adam Hall digs in. Hall was the one who put Biloxi within one on Tuesday night with an RBI double in the ninth inning off the wall. He steps in here with nobody out. Hall's up. Lamar Sparks is on deck. Shuckers need to figure out how to get Connor Scott 180 feet around the base paths. They have two outs to play with. The pitch. Check swing. First base umpire says he does not go in the count at 1-0. Nobody out in the top of the ninth. Two outs to play with until you got to figure out how to get him home with a big fly. Or at the very least, a hit. You can work with some things with nobody out. 1-0 pitch. Rolled first base side foul, and the count evens 1-1. Hall today is 1-for-3, singled back in the fourth inning. Struck out on a slider in the sixth, grounded out in the second. Benoit comes set. Now fires. Hall takes the slider away, and the count goes to 2-1. Biloxi this year, 5-7. When tied after 8 innings. This is just the 13th game out of 82 where they've been tied after 8. The 2-1 pitch. Hall pops it foul, first base side. Ibarra races after it towards the netting and hits off the top of the netting in foul territory. And the count evens 2-2. Meanwhile, for Chattanooga, when they are tied after 8, they are 2-2. This is their fifth game of the season when they're tied after 8. Adam Hall digs back in. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Connor Scott takes his lead off first. Benoit delivers. Fouled back to the screen. The count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Slider chopped to third. Northcutt charges, gloves it, fires to first on one hop. Off Ibarra's glove, and Hall is safe. It's a single for Hall in a multi-hit night. And up comes Lamar Sparks with two on and nobody out. Tying run in scoring position. Shuckers have three opportunities to get Scott home from second. We'll see what happens here. Corners come in for Chattanooga. And Benoit steps off. Catcher Matt Nelson is out to the mound. Sparks today is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Right now, you have to think Nelson and Benoit are talking over bunt situations. If there's ever a time to bunt, this is likely the one. Home plate umpire Tim Barreras out to the mound to break things up. Benoit and Nelson continue to talk. Barreras just kind of stands over the top of them. One more word. Now they come home. Benoit fires. Sparks takes a slider low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and drives it out to right. Thompson's in and a one hops him. Scott stops at third, and the bases are loaded. Ball gets off Ibarra's glove towards third. Scott stays put. The Shuckers are 3-for-3 against Benoit in this ninth inning, and nobody is up in the Chattanooga bullpen. It is silent. Bases loaded, nobody out, nobody's warming, and Casey Martin comes up with a chance to give Biloxi the lead. Infield in for the lookouts. We're tied at 4. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and pops it up. Foul territory first base side. He bars the first baseman towards the dugout, and he makes the catch. One away, and the lefty Dylan O'Ray comes up. O'Ray tonight, 0-for-3. Reach base in the first on a walk. Base is loaded, one away in the ninth. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. O'Ray doesn't need to do anything crazy. Fly ball to the outfield likely gets Scott in. A single scores at least one. An extra base is likely scores a minimum of two, if not three. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike, and the count evens 1-1. 4-4 in the top of the ninth. Scott's at third. Hall's at second. Sparks is at first. Benoit comes set. Now the pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. O'Ray swings and misses. Late start on a sinker at 96. And the count evens 2-2. There is still nobody warming in the lookouts bullpen. This is Benoit's game to win or lose. The pitch to O'Reilly. He slices it foul. One hop in and out of the lookout's dugout, third base side. The count stays 2-2. Scott's at third, Hall's at second, Sparks is at first. Three speedy guys, including Ray at the plate. And O'Reilly right now in a 2-2 count with one away in a tie game. Benoit fires. Misses low, a gutsy take, a sinker at 96, and the count goes full. Might have just gotten away with one there. Digs back in, very back of the left-handed box. Three balls, two strikes, one away. And Wassets now fires. O'Reilly swings and misses. Slider low at 87. And now two away for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Bases are still loaded. Checkers of the bases loaded and nobody out. The pitch from Benoit misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez is 1-for-4 tonight with an RBI infield single in the third. And that tied this game up at 2-2. We're at 4-4 now. Benoit delivers. Rodriguez slices it foul. Out of play, third base side. And the count evens 1-1. Checkers need a hit. Fly ball to the outfield will end the top of the inning. Benoit fires. Slice down the left field line, foul. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. And Rodriguez calls time. Gives himself a moment before the biggest pitch of the night. Biggest pitch of the night in the biggest situation of the night. And Benoit loses the baseball twice. Dropped it on the way in. Dropped it on the way back. One ball, two strikes, two away. Benoit delivers. Rodriguez rolls it right side of the infield. Ibarra gets it, flips to Benoit. Long way to first. It's in time. He wins the foot race, and the Shuckers do not score a run despite the bases loaded and nobody out. No runs, three hits, no errors, three runners left on base, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. 9-4 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Shuckers bring out their star in relief in the righty, Craig Yoho. Shuckers lookouts knotted at four. And the righty Yoho comes in for the righty, Caleb Bowman. Bowman, two scoreless innings, allows one hit, strikes out three, and gives way to the guy with some of the most disgusting stuff in minor league baseball. First pitch is a changeup, then misses away at 79. The count goes to 1-0 to the righty Northcutt. Yoho makes his 12th appearance of the season in Double-A tonight. 14 and a third innings with a 1.88 ERA, 28 strikeouts. The pitch is a called strike, changeup on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Northcutt, 1-for-3 tonight. Gets the pitch from Yoho. Misses up and in. A changeup at 76. And the count at 2-1. Yoho has not pitched in almost a week. Last made his appearance on Saturday. Got the save against the M-Braves. 2-1 pitch. Northcutt takes a changeup off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. Yoho works third base side of the rubber, exclusively out of the stretch. Sets the belt, now fires. Misses up and away, and it's ball four. Leadoff man gets on, and the righty Matt Nelson is set to come up. But first, lookouts go to the bench and bring out a pinch runner. It is Dominic Battelli, the speedster. Battelli, 19 stolen bases this year. Battelli now into pinch run. By the way, Darian Miller now behind the plate for Biloxi. Nick Cale pinch ran for by Connor Scott. Miller into that position in the batting order. And the Shuckers looking to attempt to bring this game to a 10th inning. Battelli off first. Martinez holds him on. The pitch to the righty Nelson shows bunt. Offers at it, and it's strike one. Completely whips on a 94-mile-an-hour sinker. It's hard to bunt pitches to begin with at 90-plus, much less with the movement that Yoho's stuff has. Sinker, slider, changeup, the three-pitch mix. Nelson shows bunt check back to first, and Battelli is back in time. Wilkin plays way in at third for Biloxi. Oh and one the count. Nelson, by the way, 2-for-3 tonight. And he is not worrying about swinging away. Yoho fires. He is swinging away, and he fouls it back. A changeup at 80 miles an hour. Well, Nelson attempted a bunt, was showing bunt when Yoho threw over to first and then swinging away. Count now at no balls and two strikes. Not a situation you're going to bunt it. The 0-2 pitch. Nelson swings and misses. Changeup at 80 miles an hour on the outside corner. One away for the righty, Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra, a right-handed bat, faces the righty Yoho. Righties are the ones that have struggled big time against Yoho in Double-A. 1.14 average against him. Ibarra, though, 1-for-3 tonight with a two-run homer. Battelli's off first in a 4-4 game. The pitch misses away with a changeup at 80 miles an hour. It's about the only time you're ever going to hear anyone say he tried to backdoor a changeup. That's exactly what Yoho tried to do. Count at 1-ball and no strikes. Battelli takes his lead. Martinez holds him on. Now the pitch is ruled a ball. Sinker at 93 low, and the count goes for 2-0. Miller held it for a moment like he thought it was going to be a strike. But instead, the count's at 2-0. Yoho checks back to first. Patelli's back in plenty of time. Yoho stares in. He bars at the very back of the right-handed box. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Way ahead of a changeup at 79. And the count's at 2-1. Yoho delivers. Swing and a miss again with the changeup at 80 miles an hour. And Ibarra just can't hit it. It comes at him like a lefty slider. And Ibarra is way ahead of it. 2-2 the count. Yoho fires. Ibarra swings and misses. Again with the changeup. Buries it on the inside corner. And now two away for the righty, Justice Thompson. Thompson, 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI triple back in the second. Off the very top of the wall and right. Two out, one on. Nine at four in the bottom of the ninth. Yoho sets. Patelli's off the pitch, misses up and away, and Patelli slides in with a stolen base. Biloxi now brings the outfield a few steps in. Not a ton, but just a couple. It's a shallow ballpark to begin with. Hall, Rodriguez, and Sparks all walk in. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up low at 80 miles an hour. And the count evens 1-1. It has been dominant change up in this ninth inning from Yoho. Patelli's off second. The pitch to Thompson. Swing and a miss. Change up at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to 1-2. Right now, there is no need for Craig Yoho to try another pitch. The changeup has been downright filthy in this ninth inning. Yoho fires. Change up misses low at 78, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch. Check swing. Called strike three. Top of the zone with a 94-mile-an-hour sinker. And we go to extras in Chattanooga. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Yoho strikes out three. And we play on. At it at four into the 10th on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Go to the 10th in Chattanooga. Donovan Benoit gets ready to face the Biloxi Shuckers. 4-4 the score. It's a game that's gone back and forth. Shuckers have led 1-0 and 3-2. Lookouts have led 2-1 and 4-3. Shuckers tied it up in the fifth on a solo shot from Brock Wilkin. And that's where we stand now. We go to the 10th. Defensive substitutions. Dominic Patelli, who came in to pinch run, is now at short. Miguel Hernandez is at third. Donovan Benoit, with Carlos Rodriguez, the place runner at second, faces Brock Wilkin. It has been a tremendous night for Brock Wilkin. 2-for-4 with two homers, his first career multi-home run game. He's tied the game at four back of the fifth, and he gave Biloxi a 1-0 lead in the first. Benoit delivers. Wilkin takes a slider up, and the count goes to 1-0. Benoit just threw his 32nd pitch of the day. It has been a lengthy outing. And now catcher Matt Nelson immediately walks out of the mound. There is an arm warming in the pen for Chattanooga. It's Jacob Heatherly. Benoit entered in the eighth. He had the bases loaded. Nobody out in the ninth. Worked out of it, but to see him go out for a 10th inning. Shackers have not hit him bad today at all. 3-for-9 against him. See what he goes with here. Back to baseball. The pitch to Wilkin. Swing and a miss on a slider at 85. And the count evens 1-1. A lot of trust is being put on Donovan Benoit by manager Jose Moreno. He didn't have anybody warming up with the bases loaded and nobody out in the ninth inning. And Benoit worked out of it. 1-1 pitch. Wilkin takes a slider away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Called the strike on the outside corner. The count evens 2-2. That was a sinker at 95. Benoit knows anything on the inside corner to Wilkin is likely getting hammered. He's worked away and off speed on him. Sliders that run away from him. Sinkers that are either up and away or low and away. Now the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benoit comes set. Now fires. Wilkin tips it into Nelson's glove for strike three. Sinker at 96, right down the middle. Benoit blows it by him. And now one away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. But that ends the day for Benoit. Walks the tightrope in the ninth to get this thing to the 10th inning. And the lefty, Heatherly, sets come in to face the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. 4-4 in the 10th when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We welcome you back to AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Top 10, 9-4 between the Shuckers and the Lookouts. One away and a runner on second, and the lefty Jacob Heatherly is in to the righty Donovan Benoit and faces the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez digs in at the back of the left-handed box. The lefty Heatherly delivers. Martinez nubs it foul at the plate. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Both teams playing their ninth extra inning game of 2024. Lookouts are 2-6. Shuckers are 3-5. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez takes away. And the count evens 1-1. Heatherly makes his 24th appearance of the year. He has an 8.33 ERA in 27 innings. 28 walks, 38 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 245 against him. The 1-1 pitch. Martinez checks his swing. Home plate umpire Barrera says he goes around, and the count goes to 1-2. Nelson, the catcher, wanted to look to the third base umpire Bates, and Barrera said there's no worries. He went around right behind the plate. Heatherly delivers. Swing and a miss. A thunderous cutter and a 96-mile-an-hour heater. And Martinez is down on strikes for the second out. Brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Brown's 0-for-3 tonight with a walk back in the second. Two out. Rodriguez is still at second as the place runner. We're knotted at 4 in the 10th. Heatherly fires. Brown takes strike one. Changeup on the outside corner at 80 miles an hour. The 0-1 pitch. Sliced foul above the Shuckers dugout, first base side. And they count it no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Heatherly comes set. And Brown calls time. Things out of the box for a moment. Shuckers, since they have the bases loaded, in the ninth inning with nobody out, pop out, ground out back to the mound, and three strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch. Brown slices it foul. Into the seats, first base side. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes. The pitch. Brown checks his swing and a slider. First base umpire Westlake says he goes around. And the Shuckers fail to advance Rodriguez at all in the inning. Benoit and Heatherly strike out the side. And we head to the bottom of the 10th. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. And we're knotted at 4 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Craig Hill goes out for his second inning of work. Austin Hendrick, the place runner at second. We're off in the bottom of the 10th inning. The righty Yoho faces the righty Miguel Hernandez. Shuckers play the corners in. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, slider away, and the count goes to 1-0. Hendrick, the pinch runner at second. It's a 4-4 game in the bottom of the 10th. Shuckers play the corners way in. Bunt shown, and it's bunted back to the mound. Yoho grabs it. Fires to first, one hop by Martin, down the right field line, and that ends it. Hendrick scores, and it's a 5-4 lookouts winner on a walk-off error. Hernandez is mobbed right outside of second. He gets the Powerade bat from Quincy McAfee. And the lookout spoil Wilkins' two-homer night and Shane Smith's career-high six innings on the hill. Five runs, seven hits, and an error for Chattanooga. Four runs, eight hits, and no errors for Biloxi. Shuckers fall to 40-42 on the season, 10-5 in the second half, while the lookouts improved to 24-60 on the year. 4-11 in the second half. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap it all up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Javik Blake alongside you from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Chattanooga, where the Shuckers fall by a 5-4 final. Opponent tallies a walk-off against the Shuckers for the seventh time this season, and the Shuckers fall to 3-6 in extras in 2024. Shuckers fall to 40-42 on the season, 10-5 in the second half, while the lookouts improved to 24-60 on the season, 4-11 in the second half. Winning pitcher tonight is Jacob Heatherly. Heatherly improves to 3-2. Craig Yoho, the loss, he falls to 1-1 on the season. It was a night of a lot of highs for the Biloxi Shuckers. Brack Wilkin, his first two home run game. Shane Smith, six shutout innings on the hill. But Chattanooga spoils it, a run in the bottom of the 10th inning, a walk-off error that allows the Lookouts to win by a 5-4 final. Time for today's scoring summary. Shuckers got on the board early. Home run from Brock Loken with two outs in the first inning that cleared the left field scoreboard for the second time this week. 407 feet, 105 off the bat, gave Alexi a 1-0 lead. But two runs come home in the second for Chattanooga. Single from Matt Nelson. He's driven in by a Justice Thompson RBI triple off the top of the wall. And right, he comes home on a wild pitch that makes it 2-1. Carlos Rodriguez then ties things up with an RBI single in the third, and the Shuckers then take the lead on a wild pitch that scores Adam Hall in the fourth inning at a 3-2, and they tie it at 2-2. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Chattanooga takes the lead. Two-run homer from Ruben Ibarra to dead center over the wall, and it's a 4-3 Chattanooga lead. Shuckers would tie it up on a solo shot from Wilkin, but then in the 10th, Chattanooga gets the win on an RBI or on an error that scores Austin Hendrick, the pinch runner from second, and gives Chattanooga a 5-4 win. Jacob Heatherly the win, improves to 3-2. Craig Yoho the loss. He falls to 1-1 on the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of 2,410 at AT&T Field on a Thursday night. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap it all up in the Owhaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update that comes your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network and the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Shuckers fall in 10 innings by a 5-4 final against Chattanooga. 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Lookouts, 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Biloxi. Jacob Heatherly the win. He improves to 3-2 on the season. Craig Yoho the loss. He falls to 1-1. Shuckers, a couple of big-time nights. Brock Wilkin, his first multi-home run game in pro ball. And Shane Smith, a career-high 6 innings on the hill. But Chattanooga wins it on a walk-off error in the 10th. That gives them their 24th win of the season. 24-6 is the record for Chattanooga this season. 4-11 in the second half. Shuckers fall to 40-42 on the season. 10-5 in the second half. Time to take a look at the Owhaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. One game still in action. Pensacola leads Rocket City 9-5 in the top of the ninth inning. Finals elsewhere. Mississippi defeats Birmingham 2-0. And Tennessee downs Montgomery by a 4-0 final. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization as well. Three games right now still in action. Bottom of the eighth inning, Nashville with the bases loaded. Already lead Iowa by a 9-3 score. Top 10, Wisconsin and West Michigan are knotted at 1. And in the top of the fifth inning, the ACL White Sox lead the ACL Brewers in Arizona by a 5-1 score. Finals elsewhere around the organization at the big league level. The Brewers fall to the Pirates and pull schemes by a 1-0 final. Elsewhere, the High A Carolina Mudcats are swept in a doubleheader by the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-0 in Game 1 and 2-0 in Game 2. In the Dominican Republic, Brewers 2 falls to DSL Rojos, the Reds Dominican Summer League affiliate, by a 5-4 final. Meanwhile, Brewers 1 defeats Red Sox Blue by a 3-1 score. That game curtailed after just 5 innings. Shuckers fall by a 5-4 final tonight, but they're back at it just tomorrow for Game 4 of this 6-game set. The righty Jacob Mizrowski goes for Biloxi, 2-3 with a 3.38 earned run average, coming off a 10-strikeout game, the second of his career last Saturday against the M-Braves. 10 strikeouts over 6 in a third innings, and he allowed just 1 run. He'll go up against the righty Kevin Abel, 4-2 with a 6.37 ERA on the year. First pitch tomorrow scheduled for 6:15 Central Time. We'll be at you with pregame at 5:55 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Again, the final score tonight, Shuckers fall by a 5-4 final. Heatherly the win, Yoho the loss. Well, the Shuckers back at it tomorrow with Jacob Mizrowski, second-ranked prospect in the organization, 33rd-ranked overall prospect on the hill for Biloxi. Again, 5:55 pregame, 6:15 first pitch for Game 4 of this 6-game set. For all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jay McBlake as we say so long from Chattanooga. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Shuckers lookouts, Game 4 of the series, and Jacob Mizrowski start day. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets,